Let's talk about the periods between two cycles. In theory, we go from the Iron Age to the Golden Age in 100 years. That's the Diamond Age. Now, it will be in 20 years. It's getting shorter and shorter. What will happen to the radioactive elements of atomic bomb? How can we rebuild the perfect land in a few years? How to repair the destruction of the displacement of the continent? All these remain very vague, in the dark. I do not know of any Piquet who tried to describe a plausible scenario. Nobody takes any risk on this very slippery ground. We are told modestly that the power of yoga will fix everything. Yoga. This is my specialty. I love yoga. It repairs everything. What would we do without yoga? Believing that the power of yoga will do the job is believing in magical thinking. Even though we are the master of nature, I have never seen a single Piquet do anything defying natural laws. So imagine for all planet in distress. No details is ever given on this dramatic period. It will be interesting to know how the vehicle left on Mars and the Moon will return spontaneously to Earth, or how each atom will resume exactly its original place without any error? It is a mystery. Maybe we are part of a big cosmic game, a matrix, and at the end of the game in a fantastic computer, a child in another dimension, push the reset button and start it again? Perhaps, who knows? We are told, it's just a game. Now, I have some dumb question. Does Krishna shine because of radioactivity? Or, where does Krishna live before a servant builder, deity, creates his golden palace? Does he create it himself through thoughts from his cradle? Or, if in the Golden Age, everyone is in pure soul consciousness, what is the need for man deities and woman deities? To just look in the eyes? Seems to me that all sanskar could come back. With all the powers on matter, why not to have test tube deities like clones? Birth will be easier. If deities are getting pregnant with a drishti, logically, biologically, as it happens in bees, we should have only female deities, is it not? If the families of deities have only two children, how can there be an increase in the population? It is mathematically impossible. It was said in Murli that behind our palace, our servants will dig to extract the gold, the lucky ones. After a life of service, a life in a mine. Yes, but a gold mine. Would it not be simpler to create gold with thoughts? Is it possible to be a deity in a mine and dance in happiness? Miniaturized chips, called implants, have been invented several years ago. They are used more and more on animals. But billions of units have been produced and are ready for every human being. Inserted in the brain, they can control thoughts, memory, and emotions. No more effort. they also send information to a central computer. These implants can also control your behavior and your action. In case of problem, they can also generate a fatal heart attack. Do deities forget the past and are always very positive because they have a little magical implant? Maybe. In any case, it is one of the main projects of the Illuminatis to control the future survivors of disasters. Maybe it is what we mean by the cooperation of science and spirituality. It was just a few questions for fun. Let's talk about the secret of visions. It is often mentioned in the Murlis that God keeps the secret of visions. Many people became BK after seeing images, having intuition, special experiences. They have attributed them to God. Who else could do that? Other minds, machines, people, aliens? Come on, you are joking. When we do a little research on the topic, we realize that indeed, the spirits in general and the alien, the visitor of space, can influence directly our mind and intellect. They do not need to be God. On the other hand, it is very common in the spirit world to pretend to be God or any well-known person. On the top of that, very sophisticated devices and machines have been developed to influence thoughts and emotion simply by directing a ray of energy on the brain. The primary goal is to use it as a weapon and to control crowds or armies. These researches began in the 50s. We can think that they are now very, very, very sophisticated. Several researchers say that we cannot even imagine what is currently possible with technology. It is like in science fiction movies. For example, they can project huge holograms with sound, an animated 3D scene, which can be seen and heard by crowds. In addition, space visitors and different good and bad spirits can change dimension, appear in our reality, and disappear again. In other words, become visible or invisible. Would God have a secret technology that he does not want to talk about? Perhaps. I do not know, since it's a secret. All this to say that having spiritual experiences does not mean that they come directly from God. They may well come from different minds, different spirits, different dimensions. I had many experiences. I used to believe that they were all coming from God, because most of them were very positive. I do not anymore. I am more cautious. The BKs teach a very good method for meditation. Everybody should learn it and practice it. It allows to have a true connection with the light, with the Supreme. Does that mean the rest is true? Not really. Does that mean that you have to be a Brahma Kumaris to experiment God? To get in contact with the Supreme? Not really either. Let's talk a little bit about the visitors from space. Thousands, tens of thousands of testimonies exist on flying saucers and meeting with visitors from space. There are so many images, pictures, videos, They are even more bulky than the dinosaurs. It only takes one ET, one alien, and this is the end of the cycle of the big case. Because the aliens have absolutely no space in the cycle. You may have a look at the page I did about them. It might not please you much, but it is proved the aliens exist. So, bye-bye the cycle. In the Aviat Merli of the 31 January 2016, God was telling us, God give you knowledge in the form of a story. Does this mean that the story of the cycle is a fairy tale to give us some knowledge? How close is this tale to the truth? As we have just seen, it is easy to demonstrate that the cycle is a story for children. We adults also love stories. One could imagine a similar fairy tale for children, much like a Christmas tale, where one would promise them fabulous, unique, magical gifts. Everything will be sparkling, filled with love and light. There will be perfect happiness, but there will be just one small condition, one detail to get their gift. All their relatives, brothers and sisters, father and mother, dog, cat, grandmother, should die before that. We will find that really weird, bizarre, irrational, morbid. And yet, schematically, the cycle comes down to that. 7.4 billion deaths to receive our gift tomorrow. Wow! A real poisoned gift. Why? In a class of 42, Mama was saying that God Brahma plays a flute to destroy this vicious world and establish the golden age. It is clear that knowledge, the story of the cycle, is intended to destroy our wonderful planet. Would the goodwill of millions of people who are made to believe that destruction is good be a way of channeling their energy toward that destruction? Is this the ultimate goal? Would someone want to abuse the goodwill, the life, the innocence, property, time, money, specialties of dedicated people as tools to spread that idea of inevitable, desirable destruction? Would anyone want to create the overall mental energy to cause it? In fact, yes. Listen carefully and you will realize that it is said openly exactly like that in the Merlis. It will be a diabolical, Machiavellic plan to use the spiritual energy of extraordinary soul to destroy humanity, hijacking, funneling goodwill towards suffering and deaths. Excellent. Congratulations. It is well planned. It is a basic technique of Aikido. One does not resist the opponent, but one goes in the same direction to finally use its energy to control it. Maya is doing the same. She begins by baiting the most spiritual soul to channel their energy toward destruction and death. It reminds me of the participation of scientists of goodwill in secret black military operations. These scientists do not realize their participation in a criminal organization that used their skill for his own agenda. They are provided with a laboratory, funds, and a good salary. They focus with all their heart and intellect on their research. Then one day, they wake up and realize that they participated in the development of a very fiery weapon. When they are not killed and have the courage to speak in public, one can see that these souls are excellent people, filled with regret. Perhaps they could have used a very small part of their intelligence to analyze the purpose of their research. This is what I proposed to the professor of organic chemistry during my studies at the university, that students reflect on the purpose of their studies. I don't know why, but he did not like my idea. He even promised me publicly that he would personally ensure that I leave university. But it was just a joke. Everyone knows that the chemical industry and pharmaceutical companies, which are part of the Illuminati network, create only beneficial products for humanity. Pesticide, GMO, chemtrails, drugs, weapons, contaminated vaccine, new viruses, and so on. If the day of destruction comes, as a member of the Brahma Kumaris, will you feel a little bit responsible? Will you watch your loved ones agonize, very detached, happy to have given them liberation? May peace, love, and happiness be with you all the time.